parents are losing it. Homeschooling ain't easy. But for you parents desperate to send your kids back to class, first consider Denmark. The Danes were among the first to reopen schools and childcare centers. Kids up to the age of 12 have been back in class since mid-April. And as Tom Carstensen reports from Copenhagen, not all parents are okay with that.
When my own first grader heard that quarantine was ending and she could finally return to school, she was delighted. I'm happy to go back to school because I've missed my friends. I've missed school, she told me. And the truth is, her mom and I were pretty happy about it too. But for some parents here in Denmark, the idea of sending their kids back to class during a pandemic seems like a terrible idea.
Hi. Yeah, hi. Bow.
Esme Emma Suktu runs an online community for Danish moms called Momster. It's got thousands of members. She says there's been plenty of anger and outrage since the announcement about young kids going back to school.
We had a lot of reactions, and it was clear for us to see that people were very against this. These moms primarily were focusing on that their kids, the government was gambling with their kids' life, and they were feeling that it was a very unsafe solution. And some of them even said something like that we feel that our kids are being pushed in the front lines, like if it's in a war zone.
Of course, there's a Facebook group too. It's called My Child Should Not Be a Corona Guinea Pig. It has more than 40,000 members. One of them is Elizabeth Sommer. Speaking with me on Zoom, Sommer tells me that both her parents have serious health issues. So she's worried about her 10-year-old son being infected with COVID-19 at school and then bringing it home to them. Sommer says her boy's school sent home 14 pages of information about all the precautions they're taking to keep kids safe. It's just too much, she says, especially for children. Sommer says she worries about the stress on the kids. School life is very different now for children and parents. Drop-off times are staggered to minimize personal contact. Everyone is supposed to stand at least 2 meters apart. At first, kids had to wear color-coded logos around their necks. That's because they're organized into smaller class sizes and more structured playtime. A lot of the children are grouped together with just a couple other classmates, again to limit contact, and many of them now have different teachers. As a dad myself, I have to say that it all feels not normal.
I'm concerned because I don't think it's a good idea to start putting the little ones to childcare in school.
Grete Krag Müller teaches at the University of Aarhus. We spoke in her garden outside of Copenhagen, sitting about 2 meters apart. She says these kinds of distancing rules are difficult to apply to children.
It's difficult to explain to them in a concrete way. So what I'm concerned about is that they might get, we will see a lot of anxiety in children because they'll, what is this disease? Where is it? And why can't I see it? And it can be everywhere. It can be on me. It can be on the puzzles that we're not supposed to play with because they can be contagious. And so I'm afraid that this will raise a lot of questions in the heads of these little children and create anxiety in them.
Medical experts here say the risks are manageable because young children are not becoming very sick from COVID-19. But that's just not reassuring for some parents. The Danish government is now talking about the possible return to schools for children older than 12. No final decision has been made just yet. But what does seem likely is that any move to reopen more schools will receive a mixed reaction. For The World, I'm Tom Carstensen in Copenhagen.